Nolte, Trump's bold truth-telling about the squad makes free speech great again. By John Nolte on July 16, 2019. Is it President Trump's fault the four heroines of the Dempocalypse are women of color? If you have enough of your own mind left after decades of being socialized by the media into believing everything is racist except actual racism, you are keenly aware that the media, Democrats, and never Trump cucks are acting as though it's Trump's fault the Jew-hating squad, which is made up of freshman reps Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, Ilhan Omar, DMN, Ianya Pressley, DMA, and Rashida Tlaib, DME, is a not a bunch of straight, white males. All Trump did, all he is guilty of is telling the truth about how horrible these women are. How they appease terrorists, how they smear America as a country filled with concentration camps. How they destroy tens of thousands of jobs in New York. How they're raging anti-Semites who despise Jews. How they're preening, wannabe dictators desperate for personal power through socialism, and how, yes, they are straight-up racists. But it is Trump who is attacked as a racist, even though, you know, he never mentioned race. Answer me this question, what race is he denigrating? I'm sorry, but Trump is not responsible for the color of another person's skin. So what he is really doing is the least racist thing any American can do. Which is to treat these villains as he would anyone else who holds their toxic beliefs. If you think Trump singles out only people of color, ask the straightest, squarest, lily-white males in the free world. Ask Jeb Bush, Justin Amash, Bill Kristol, Joe Scarborough, Ben Sasse, Jeff Flake, Paul Ryan, and Mitt Romney about that. But, you see, in America today, we're not supposed to tell the truth about the left. And that's why the activist left and their castle guards in the media are so furious and frustrated with Trump. He cannot be cucked, and now that he's told the truth about these lady monsters, the media are beside themselves with impotent rage because not being able to cuck him like the rest of the GOP drives them all crazy. Here's what we know. If the four heroines of the Dempocalypse were not women of color, another shriek would have been invented by the media to defend them from Trump. If they were four white guys but one was homosexual, Trump would be attacked as a homophobe. If one were Jewish, he'd be attacked as a Nazi. If one had a hair lip, he'd be accused of mocking people with birth defects. And if none of that worked, if the four heroines of the Dempocalypse were all straight white males, the media would accuse Trump of calling for violence against them. What's more, can someone explain to me why it's not okay to tell anti-Semitic bigots to get the hell out of the country? What could be more un-American than racism and bigotry? What could be more un-American than refusing to condemn Al-Qaeda or lobbying for socialism? And why can't we tell immigrants who come here only to hate on us to go back home? What's wrong with that? My wife's a Mexican immigrant who frequently tells these hideous leftists to get the hell out. Is my immigrant person of color wife a racist? Regardless, the news around Trump's tweets is so fake. We're being told he told people to go home when he didn't. Here's what he wrote. Why don't they go back and help fix the totally broken and crime-infested places from which they came? Then come back and show us how it is done. Trump is making a larger point in that tweet, not telling anyone to go home and never come back. The truth is that Trump never brought up skin color, gender, or people of color, which means there was nothing racist about his tweets. Nothing nativist. Nothing xenophobic. His tweets focused on only one thing, behavior. The appalling behavior of the heroines. Their indefensible bigotry, their open hatred of Jews. Their unforgivable use of equivalents to compare the American military to Al-Qaeda and our border enforcement to Nazi concentration camps. Their un-American crusade to prioritize illegal immigrants over American citizens and legal immigrants. Trump told the truth. Trump defended America. This is what a president is supposed to do. But in America today, nothing is more dangerous than telling the truth. The media cannot stand it. The Democrat Party cannot survive it. The simpering gerbil cucks who call themselves Never Trump True Cons melt down like little girls over the very idea of waging this righteous battle in the only way it can be won. With the same belligerence the other side uses when they talk of concentration camps and impeaching the motherfucker. Trump has the heart of a lion, and his willingness to take flaming arrows in the back to speak the truth is the most liberating, crucial, noble, effective, and American defense of free speech in my lifetime. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.